This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 858, How to Strike the Perfect Balance for Your Task One Letter.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Tone is such a huge part of your IELTS score for general training task one. Today, we'll tackle a very difficult semi-formal question, so you'll be ready for anything you'll see on your next writing exam. Hi guys, Jessica here. Just a quick note before we get into today's episode. We want to let you know that at All Ears English and IELTS Energy, we support you guys in this time of uncertainty. And we know that a lot of IELTS centers are closed right now, but they're going to open again, you guys. We know they will. So in order to support you guys, we are adding 2 extra months for free if you enroll in 3 Keys IELTS before April 10th, guys. So usually it's 6 months access, but if you get into 3 Keys IELTS before April 10th, we are extending that by another 2 months. So you get access to the course for 8 months. All right. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey there, Jessica. Going well. Glad to be on the mic today. So yeah. Things are good.
We're lucky we work from home, hey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm so glad that we can keep, you know, delivering to our listeners these episodes. You know, you guys aren't going to miss an All Ears English episode. We will be here for you. So you can count on us here. Yeah.
Yes, guys. IELTS and All Ears English, we are not stopping. Guys, you can listen to so many episodes from us. You could go to our website, allearsenglish.com, and you could search our back catalogs. But we don't want you to go backwards. We want you to use this time of uncertainty, right, to move forward. So that is why, guys, we are actually doing an IELTS web class because it's free, it's live, it's not recorded, and we want you guys to learn and use this time well. So when the test centers do open back up, which they will, of course, guys, we want you to feel certain that you are prepared for your speaking exam. That is what the web class is going to be about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can't control what's happening right now with this virus, but what we can control is how certain we feel about our score, because it's what we do in the meantime. Right? It's how we use this time. And the best use of that time to get started is to come to that web class, then get your daily study plan and get started, right? Because then you can walk in and know that you took advantage of this time. You didn't waste it, okay?
Guys, you could be learning and improving yourself right now. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably binge watching some stuff, which is great, totally fine. But guys, also learn something, right? So come to our web class, guys, April 25th and 27th. Grab your spot. They do fill up so fast. So grab your spot now. Go to allearsenglish.com/certain. That's CERTAIN.
Love it. All right. And so we know that some students in our course are taking general IELTS, right? We have about 60% of our students take academic and about 40% take general. So that's a big one. We want to make sure that we help you guys out with the general exam too. Okay. And we do include that in our course, of course. You have an option for general IELTS.
Yeah. We have a whole course just for you. It doesn't matter. Paper, general, academic. We have everything.
Yeah.
Computer. That's the word I was missing. Computer. So guys, if you are in any of our IELTS courses, then you have access to our private Facebook group. And it is so active. We had a great question from a general training student recently about a letter, not knowing the tone, if it should be formal or informal. Lindsay, why does that matter?
Because a big part of your score depends on how well you match. right? Match yes. whether it's supposed to be formal or informal. So you do need to figure it out and use the right vocabulary. Okay.
Exactly. So it's the vocab you're choosing. Mm-hmm. It's the details you are choosing to share, right? The information mm-hmm. itself. So formal, informal, and then there's such a thing as semi-formal. So let Ooh. Me give you guys some examples first, okay? So we're all on the same page here. A formal letter is to someone you don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be about a job, a complaint to a business, something like that, mm-hmm. a product you need to return. And an informal to a friend, right? About yeah. anything, but to a friend. So semi-formal could be someone who you know, but is not a close friend. That's mm. usually how we define that. And how we differentiate that, how we make it semi-formal, guys, most of the vocabulary will still be formal. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're still using academic-y type language. But to hit that semi-formal tone, you're going to share a couple personal details as well. That's how we mix it up to make it semi-formal.
Hmm. Interesting. I like that. So it seems like this particular, well, maybe we can go into the topic, but it seems like that advice might be something we could utilize in this answer, right? Kind of going yes. in between somewhere. Yeah. In that semi-formal place. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's our specialty, guys. We give you the advice that we give you can be used on all of the questions, right? Like mm-hmm. for academic task one, for example, the strategies we teach you for how to organize those numbers, those simple strategies are for every single question that you might yeah. get on IELTS, guys. So, yes. okay, so let's go back to this letter. Lindsay, can you read okay. this question? It's very interesting.
Yes. Okay. Your friend has a travel company and would like you to come and work with him. Write a letter replying to your friend's offer. In your letter, explain what you know about your friend's company, choose whether you accept or decline the offer, and give reasons for your choice. I like this question. It's kind of cool.
Me too. This yeah. could be very confusing though, right? I can see be. Why our student, Ooh. Thank you, Giovanna, for asking. I can see why she's like, is this formal or informal? It's right. You're talking about a job, but you're writing to a friend. So yeah. what do you think, Lindsay? How would you approach this?
Well, I think this is a good example of the semi-formal. You need to strike the balance between showing that there is a connection. There's already a connection between you and this person, right?
Right.
A friend, but it is about a business offer. It's about yeah. a job offer. So I might tend more in the direction of formal, but add some informal pieces in there.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's tackle these bullet points one by one, guys. So today yeah. is great advice for tone, right? For that general mm-hmm. training yeah. letter, but also just brainstorming. How can we be creative and come up with ideas for these letters? I love general training task one. It's so much more fun than academic task yeah. one.
It seems like it is.
Okay, so first bullet point, right? Explain what you know about your friend's company. So before we tackle that first bullet point, we need an opening, right? Mm. One sentence opening, one sentence closing. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
What could we say in an opening to a letter to a friend?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely express kind of my appreciation and maybe my surprise or my enthusiasm about the offer. You know, either
yeah,
way, that I
totally.
Appreciate the offer, you know. It was such a nice surprise receiving your offer. Thank you so much. I would just express my gratitude just
yes,
because there
I
is that
it.
Friendliness there. There's that connection. Okay.
Yes, yes. And throw a couple idioms in here, right? Mm-hmm. To, again, mm-hmm. like strike a more semi-formal tone, not completely formal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't have been more pleased. I guess that sounds yeah. a little bit formal.
A little
but,
formal, yeah.
I couldn't have been happier to get your email yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm extremely grateful for, yeah. You thinking of me in this way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Love that.
Okay.
So always opening in a very positive way, right?
Yes.
And a little bit looser, a little bit more casual. I love that. And then what would we do next then?
Hello, lovely listeners. My goodness. There's a lot to be uncertain about right now in the world, isn't there? But you know what? You can be certain that we are here to help you with IELTS. So, guys, we are having a free live IELTS web class April 25th and 27th. So you can be 100% certain to get the highest score on your speaking exam. Guys, this is filling up fast. Sign up now. Grab your spot. AllEarsEnglish.com/certain. That's AllEarsEnglish.com/CERTAIN. So a couple details about what you know about your friend's company. So guys, when you're trying to come up with ideas for these letters or for writing task two as well, right? Go to your own life, especially in these letters. Try to put yourself in the situation as much as possible. So do you know someone that has a business or owns a company, right? Like try to think of stuff from real life or travel company. Like, what does that even mean? Define that for yourself first. So let's say it is an online company that puts together package tours for tourists going to Italy. Let's make it specific.
Yeah. I mean, one thing you could do is you could imagine any tours that you may have gone on.
Yeah,
right? And think about what you purchased. Right?
Yeah.
And imagine that. You know, one thing you could say is you could say, oh, I know that you have just opened a new trip to Bologna or something.
Yes. Right? I love it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly, guys. So it has to be specific. The reason why so many students get like sixes or lower on letters like this is because they don't come up with a specific situation first and they just like copy stuff from the question. So a band six or lower would be like, your travel company is doing very well lately or whatever.
No. Guys, everyone, you know, most of us have at some point been on a trip somewhere,
right?
Whether it's within our own country or whether it's abroad. So plan your own experiences and just repackage it.
Yeah, okay. I love it. So the first thing that comes to my mind, I remember, because the only time I really did lots of sort of package tours was when I was in high school and my friend and I went to England and she went crazy with the package tours. It was all like group tours to Bath, to whatever, which was great. But I mean, I never did package tours again.
Yeah.
But anyway, use your own experience, guys. So, okay. Right. So those are details you would put in that first paragraph. That would be amazing. And then the next paragraph, we tackled the next bullet point. Choose whether you accept or decline the offer. I think it would be interesting to decline, actually. I think that would sort of help you stand out. There's more to say there. Like, if you accept, it's like, thank you, I will do it. But if you decline, then you have to offer a reason why.
Yes. And that allows you to put more great vocabulary in there. So on IELTS as a theme, we're looking for ways to open it up so that we can share more high level vocab.
Exactly.
Right? On the speaking, on the writing. We're looking for those opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about strategies connected to the scoring system, right? Like we're not giving you any advice that is not geared to a seven or higher. Like everything is supported by what I know from being an examiner and what you're graded on, guys. So you need a lot to say. So let's decline because there's more to say there. So I would be like, now, unfortunately, I regret to inform you. That does sound formal, guys, but we could put in a personal detail because it's a friend, right? So I regret to inform you that I will not be able to accept this position at the time. As you know, we are expanding our family and are expecting a new baby in the next couple months. And I will actually be taking leave and not working until July of 2021 or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And that opens up the opportunity to, taking leave is a nice phrase, by the way. High level.
Totally.
A lot of opportunities.
Like, I wouldn't say, like, talking about sort of having a new baby, like, that's this sort of personal connection. And using phrases like, as you know, right? Like, that shows this informal connection because it's a friend. So this is, these are really great examples for combining formal language with sort of personal ideas to strike that semi-formal tone. Love it.
Yeah. And it's also it's a nice linking phrase. It's really bringing the ideas together.
Yes.
As you know, it feels like it's the essay's really flowing, or the letter.
Yeah, I love it. So we're going to decline. Check. Now, third bullet point, guys. Third paragraph, third bullet point. Give reasons for your choice. So this is another opportunity just to add more details to that either acceptance or declining of the offer, right? Mm. Maybe just give details for your plans in the next 6 months, right? And then maybe you could add, however, like at such and such a point, I would be more than happy to assist you at work or to make plans for further tours.
Yeah, or just asking the person to touch base again. Maybe you leave it open and you say, oh, at this point, I'm not able to accept, but would you mind touching base again in a year? And we can see, you know, where we're at that point. Yeah, something
that
like
that.
That
is great vocabulary, right?
Yes.
Touch base. Yeah.
Yes.
And you could sort of put in there as well, like, I know, like, I'll be seeing you at the baby shower, right? Like,
right.
Like touch on that because it's a friend. I'll be seeing you at the baby shower. I can't wait to, you know, talk about stuff not related to work.
Exactly. So, that, I mean, and guys, you know, you can trust what we're saying today because Jessica, I mean, you graded these general essays as well, right? It wasn't just when you were an examiner, you probably graded hundreds of these general task one letters. Is that
right? My gosh, so many guys.
Right.
Thousands, especially in the past. So towards the end of my examining career, right? Most of it was in Asia, but then the second half was here in Portland, Oregon. And the number of general training candidates has skyrocketed here in the past 4 years. So I was doing a lot of general training letters, guys. And I can't tell you how many times I would look at them and think, oh my gosh, I just wish this person had taken my course because they don't know right. what to do in this letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, missed opportunities, right? I mean, this should not be the hardest part of the, you know, the letter, you know, task one, you can do it, guys, right? It's not the absolute hardest part of the entire IELTS exam. So, you know, take advantage of it. You know, just follow the opportunities and try to get the points that you can on this here. Love
it. Yes, enjoy it, right? Like coming up with these ideas is creative and fun, right?
Yes.
It should be. And also, guys, your speaking test should be fun. It is fun when you are confident. It is fun when you know you are rocking that speaking exam and giving the examiner exactly what he or she wants to hear. Maybe making them laugh a little bit, but most of all, getting the highest score, guys. So don't miss our web class April 25th and 27th. Sign up, grab your spot now, guys. It is not recorded. AllEarsEnglish.com/certain.
Yes, we can't wait to see you guys at that web class. All right, looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, Lindsay, thanks for brainstorming with me today.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.